1.23.
So how did you meet Tony?
Well, I tried lots of things. I mean, I'd been on my own for 2 years since the divorce, and I felt it was time to start dating again. So I used an internet site, and I even tried speed dating. But the men I met weren't really my type, though I quite liked one or two of them. Then I went to a dinner given by a friend of mine, and she'd invited Tony as a spare man, you know, as a sort of blind date for me, and we really hit it off right from the start.
Two.
So what was she like?
Well, she wasn't at all what I'd expected from what she'd written on her webpage. I mean, I'm not saying she was lying exactly, but she made out that she was really bubbly and lively. You know, a real extrovert. But in fact, I had to do all the talking, and it was quite hard work. She hardly opened her mouth all evening.
Mm.
Three.
So, what time will you be coming?
Well, I think I'll have finished work by around 6, so I should be able to get the 6:42 train, which gets me in at about 7:15. So if I take a taxi from the station, I should be there about 7:30.
Actually, there's a good bus service now, so you don't need to get a taxi if you don't want to. It goes every 15 minutes, and it stops really near our house.
Oh, right. Well, I'll do that then. So expect me between 1:30 and 1:45.
Perfect.
Four.
Right, Mr. Strong. I think you've probably got the flu virus that's going around at the moment.
Flu? But I haven't had a temperature. I've just had this awful headache.
Yes, but not everybody gets a temperature. In fact, a headache's the most common symptom. So just carry on with the painkillers and you should feel better in a day or two.
So I don't need any antibiotics?
No, this is a virus, so antibiotics wouldn't do any good.
Mm.
Drink lots of fluids and take the painkillers up to 3 times a day. If you haven't started feeling better by Monday, then come back and see me.
Well, I hope I won't have to. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Five.
So it's Gibson moving into space, and it's a superb pass to Lambert, who's on his own, and he's past the Chelsea defence. Oh, no, he's been brought down by Marsh, and that was a really hard tackle. In fact, it looks as if he's badly hurt. Yes, they're coming on with a stretcher. I think it's his knee.
No, I don't think it was his knee. If you look at the replay, there, look how he falls. Oh, it looks like the ankle to me. I think it's the ligament that's gone. If it's an ankle ligament, he could be out for 6 months.
Oh, that's a bit pessimistic, don't you think? I'd say more like 3, if it is his ankle, that is.
They're taking him off now, and I imagine we'll hear something as soon as the doctor's seen him. But he won't be playing in the return match on Wednesday night, that's for sure.
Not unless we've both got it wrong, and it's not a serious injury. But that looks like really bad news for United, not to have him for the return match.